Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
It is International Men's Day. I will get to your text in just a second. Of you telling me who your man of the moment is. But there's somebody sitting in front of me who we had to get in to celebrate International Men's Day with. It is, of course, Baz Ashmawi. Good morning. You are here. A man's man. A proud fiance.
That's the first time anyone's ever said I'm a man's man.
A devoted son. Yeah. A very young granddad.
Yeah, thank you. Yes.
Fair play to you.
Average looking dad. Pretty hot granddad. That's what I'm going for, you know.
But listen, we had to get you in. We have to talk about this Instagram post that you did.
Can we talk about it very quickly?
Yes, can we do can. That? Yes, we can. Because you put out an Instagram post. I swear to God, the girls out there, they ran into me. They were like, husbands were contacted telling them to up their game. It was read out to me. It was an Instagram post to the lovely Tanya, your missus, to be, because it was her birthday. Is that right?
That's right.
And my favourite line in it, I won't read it all out and embarrass
Please
you
don't.
I know you get a lot of flack. I mean,
I'm getting a lot of stick first.
Your WhatsApp group with the lads, I'd say, is going mental over this. But I love how you say, you like me sometimes and I worship you every single day.
Do you know what? We're not a very sweet couple to each other all the time. Anyone who knows us, people, when we go out for dinner, people think we're joking because we're quite bitty and bitey at each other. And
you're like that couple from Father Ted.
Not like that. We're more just kind of, we're just not very sweet or soppy, you know. And then because you've so many kids, you kind of, you fall sometimes into that role of just dad or mum. And sometimes you kind of forget, I think, especially having daughters, they get a lot of my affection, a lot of my love, a lot of my touchy-feely moments and hugs on the couch.
You're all hugged out.
And you know what? Yeah. Sometimes you're a bit all hugged out.
Yeah.
And the odd time you can take the other person for granted a little. And there was just a moment where I just felt like telling her that that's how I felt, you know, that she's still a sexy mama.
She's still number one.
She's still number one for me, you know. So
How did she react?
She said it was very sweet, and then she went on to moan about the dog. So she wasn't overly bowled over, but I know her. She liked it, you know. But it's funny, those Instagram posts, because sometimes, like if you look at my Instagram, half of it is my family, and the other half is like advertisements for companies I'm working with. But like half the time it's those little messages. I nearly want them there for the kids to have always, or for Tanya to look back on always and just read them. You know, they're these little kind of moments in time.
Notes.
They're little notes. They're little post-its. And that's why I sometimes...
And you're so right, because you've a rake of kids and I have kids, but it's so important for your kids to see you... not be vulnerable, but be open and have those moments. And it's okay and normalise that.
Absolutely.
Because we were talking about this on a different subject with how we were reared years ago. And everything was very closed and you never really spoke about your feelings. And that has brought up a lot of problems for Irish people in the last couple of years.
I think so.
Listen, is it true that you guys met in Coppers? Is that actually true?
Do you know what? That's a rumour that went around that is actually true.
Wow.
Because, yeah, we'd met somewhere else and then I bumped into her in Coppers. And there was a few people in Coppers going, all right, Baz. And she was going, oh my God, you're a local. And I was like, no, I'm on the TV. And she was like, oh God, you're one of these. You know, so, yeah, we didn't really like each other when we met first. But
They're always the best relationships.
We're very different. You've met us. We're not very similar at all.
I mean, you said it in your post. You said, you know, she is blunt, you're subtle, you're loud, she's quiet, but it works.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
You bought it how you saw it.
Absolutely. Listen, we need to talk about International Men's Day. What does that mean to you?
It's a hard thing to kind of put your finger on. I think it's funny because all the problems that men have are the same problems a lot of the time that women have. But there's feminine energy and masculine energy, and you have to shun away from it, or you had for a long time had to shun away from it when you're a man, and it was seen as a sign of weakness. Anything effeminate. It's funny. I was buying a candle right? And the woman in the shops went, and it's for you. Is it, you want something masculine? So, a masculine. And I was like, well, I didn't really. I wanted something quite flowery because it's for a certain room in the house. And I was like, but now you've put it on me that I want a masculine camera.
Should I have a masculine?
I better go masculine. Like, it's just that kind of, there's just these moments and things like what we're talking about, their feelings and talking openly and stuff like that. A lot of the problems that arise from men, it's like we've built men to be a certain way. It hasn't worked. The truth is it hasn't worked. And you need to be very comfortable in yourself. Like, if I share with you my truth, whatever that is, in a private moment, something that's upset me, a pain that I have, it opens you up to tell me something. Mm. And women, I think, do it much better. But it comes at no cost to their femininity. While if a man does it, it comes at a cost to his masculinity. It used to. I don't suffer from this. I have the same friends I've had since I was a kid, probably because they know too much, but more so because they know me completely. And whenever I've shared stuff with them, I'd be very open as a guy. They wouldn't always be like that as well, but individually they would pull me aside and I would have a very open relationship with those lads on their own. But as a group, they don't do that.
Do you think lads forget to ask each other, how are you? You know what I mean? Because I find with the men in my life, if they meet up with other men, they go and watch a game. They're not talking. They go and play a game. They're not talking.
Yeah.
They go, you know what I mean? It's those conversations.
Men talk to conceal, not to reveal. That's what it is. You know, like, it's funny. I had this exact same experience. I went out for dinner with a couple of mates and Tanya was saying, oh, how's your mate Paul doing? And I went, yeah, he's great. How's his wife now? And I was, yeah, good. And his dad, is he upset about his dad? And I went, I don't really know. We didn't talk about his dad. And she went, you didn't talk about anything? Well, he's upset at Man United. I know that much. Because guys sometimes in the wrong environment just won't give that out.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, like, if you look at things like, you know, not to go dark on it, but if you look at things like suicide rates, I think last year was over, or 2020 was over 100 women and nearly 400 men.
That's right.
Right. And that's because of that lack of communication, that vulnerability. Because once you offload that pain, it's part of the human experience. Mm-hmm. It's as much as you want, you can't have rainbows without a little rain. It's that. And once you share that with other men, it's fine. But some men are very uncomfortable with it.
You have two sons, Harry and Jake. What do you think is the most important value to instill in them as young lads going into the world?
Honesty, being authentic, being able to look, like, if you look in the mirror and you feel like you're a fraud or a fake, which we all do at times, but if you look in the mirror and you feel like that, then something's missing. There's something not authentic about the way you are. You should be able to stand up and be you and be okay with that. And when you are like that, it is a weight lifted. You know, you're not pretending to be anyone else. You're just...
That's exhausting.
It's just... Oh. Like, and some guys, and I understand it, but some guys wear a mask that's so rusted onto their face that if they were to take it off, they'd just be petrified who they'd be underneath. You know, and this is the question. Like, there's nothing wrong with them. Like, you can still do DIY and watch the football and be upset about losing a child or a parent, or, you know, these are big, big painful moments in your life. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. Like, these are, but I think we're getting better. I heard a great expression last night. I was chatting to my barber, right? And he said to me, I was talking about how it's good to share. And the barber is the modern day male psychologist. You can people tell their barber
they
everything,
do. They
right?
Do.
And, but he came out with a great expression going, your mind is like a really, really bad housing estate. You wouldn't want to go in there on your own. And I thought that was very clever because it's just that.
It's true.
Sometimes you just need to, you need a bit of balance. You need someone to talk to, you know.
You need that backup. And speaking of which, I mean, your mom has done a phenomenal job with you. We know that. But did you credit her always? Did you appreciate it at the time when you were growing up that
I think
she was
instilling
this into you?
It's that incredible honesty. It's that ability to be able to, I could do something really wrong and get in trouble and my mum would have enough balance to not be judgy with me, but keep... she wanted honest conversation. So once you have that, you have a lot. Like if ever the whole world has fallen down and I've done something wrong, if I can turn to her and we can have an honest conversation about it, honest counsel, well, that's great. And that's the kind of thing I tried to do with my kids. But even I had it with one of my boys recently where he does this thing where he deflects. I go, how are you? And he goes, how are you?
Oh.
And I go, I'm, you know, I'm great. How are you doing? Like, how's college? How are you getting on? And he, sometimes he doesn't want to, you know, so you just have to gently persuade him to kind of open up a bit. But I think guys are getting better at it. I think they are. I think they're aware of their mental health. And
please God.
Yeah, I think so.
So what is a plan for the weekend? Are you celebrating the birthday? Have you done that already?
That ship has sailed. Right, when your family, like, it's just who's next? Charlotte's birthday this month, then Christmas, a month off, and then someone else's birthday, and it's just a conveyor belt of cake and good times.
Are you doing Christmas dinner? Do you do all the cooking? Does Tanya do it? What happens?
Tanya usually does a lot of it.
Incredible.
Yeah, it's a beast,
to be honest. And wedding plans, what's the crack? Do you keep putting it off? I know you get asked this all the time, Baz, but I have to ask you.
Yeah.
Is it in the pipeline?
Yeah, she just wants to be sure, she said. You know, she just... I don't, like, it's... God, who can make a plan in this time? Honestly, like, no, I... Do you know what? We just keep rocking at the moment. But yeah, that was the plan. That is the plan.
Is there a little bit of fear? Like a teeny tiny bit?
Of fear?
No, listen to me. Hear me out here. That if you do it, you will ruin that something very special that you already have.
Well, like, you see, I never thought that you needed a ring to be madly in love with someone. And I'm in it for forever. So, like, the ring is, I suppose, I don't feel a sense of urgency about it. But I think it's a nice thing. I think it's
It is. They want to get dressed up.
Listen,
they want the party.
It's a nice thing for the kids, you know.
Well, listen, it's been a pleasure. I know you're a busy man. Thank you so much for coming in. And
not at all.
Chat.
It's great to see you.
Great to see you. Happy International Men's Day.
Yay, men.
Yay. Go, men. We love you. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.